You know, sometimes you just don't know what to do in life. It seems like the old saying of you take 10 steps forward and 2 steps back isn't true anymore. It's more like you take 2 steps forward and 10 steps back. Man, it's just ridiculous out here these days. Like, I know our parents had it hard, but they made it look so easy. They did. I mean, I remember coming home from school, and it just, I had food on the table, I had TV, I had toys. I didn't need anything. I mean, I wanted stuff, but I didn't need anything, though. You know, fast forward now, my mom had passed away before I graduated, so she never got to meet either one of her grandsons. I never had that opportunity to be like a lot of people do now, how they like, or even back then where they had help with, you know, from their grandparents, like, you know, from they had help. I'm not that fortunate to have that, just like probably a lot of you aren't that fortunate. And it really sucks. I see all these other people, and they'll be like, "Oh, my kids are with their grandparents, or you know, with their aunts and uncles." Or I'm just like, "Man, it must be nice." You know, like I'm happy for them, but it must be nice. And then I don't know, man. My head right now is doing like 100 to light speed and back to light speed and just all kinds of speeds that my head is going on right now because I lost my job. I'm probably about to get evicted out of my apartment in 3 weeks. I mean, if I can't figure something out, I mean, but I see all these other people and they just like, if something happens, they're able to fall back on their parents or something like that. You know, God bless him. I'm happy for him. I just wish I could do that sometimes. But at the same time, I guess I'm happy that I can't because it does make me a stronger person. And it does make you a stronger person when you have to do stuff on your own. I don't care what anybody says it does. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, like I was told, you have to fail to succeed. You have to fail to grow. You have to fail to learn. And I did all of those. I'm still failing to learn and succeed and to grow. I got 2 boys. They live with their moms. I get to see them on the weekends. Whenever they decide they want to let me. Which is another thing. Like, if my mom was alive, I would always have my kid. You know? She would make sure. Anyway, though. Off topic. But man, it's so hard these days just being out here. Like I was said in the beginning, you take 2 steps forward and 10 steps back now, it seems like. And now it seems like it doesn't even matter if you went to college, had a high school degree. I don't care what they say. Now it doesn't matter. It's like if you don't have a connection with somebody in a business or something, you're not going to get that job. It doesn't matter if you were valedictorian of your high school and went to college and had a 4.0 and graduated top of the class, if the people don't like you and you're not one of them, you might as well be somebody who didn't graduate and don't even have a GED. But I sit here though pondering on my couch. How do I become blessed? Is there a way for someone like me to be blessed? I mean, I'm an egotistical person. I mean, I am. I can't lie about it. I'm very egotistical. Very, I'm not possessive, because that... No, I'm not possessive. I'm possessive of my stuff. I don't like to share. I grew up an only child. I don't like to share. Especially since I pay everything I got. I earned myself, so I guess I am very possessive of my stuff. But man, again, it's so hard out today, but our parents made it look so easy. So easy. Even whenever they were fighting, it was still okay. There's so many broken homes now that it's just not the same anymore. So many single parents, single moms, single dads. You know, playing mom or dad, playing dad or mom. Or the grandparents are playing mom and dad, or dad and mom, or both, whatever, you know. How do we change this, though? How do we get back to the life that our parents had? I mean, like, my dad owned two houses. I own shit. I don't own two houses, nothing. My dad owned two houses. I mean, yeah, he sold them and stuff when we used to move a lot. But I mean, like, I don't know. He owned houses. Like, how do we get back to, like, how our parents were to, you know, be owning our own houses, not having to rent, you know, being able to keep our families together, being able to provide, make it look fun, make it look easy? Is it impossible to do unless you're just already rich? And then, you know what? I shouldn't even say that, because it doesn't matter how much money you got. Your family is still not like it used to be, because you can be the richest person in the world and the girl's still gonna cheat on you, or the guy's still gonna cheat on you, or, you know, whichever one happens, and families break up. But it seemed like it was less and less back then. You know, the families stuck it out. They tried. They loved each other. I don't know. It's ridiculous how the world has changed. Is it social media's fault? I mean, kind of, but not really. I mean, we still were making problems for ourselves regardless without social media. I mean, we had gossiping regardless. The only thing social media has hurt is face-to-face time and knowing how to talk to people when you're with them instead of at them. A lot of people don't know how to talk. A lot of people don't know how to listen to what somebody's saying and hear what they're saying and comprehend what they're saying. Some people just, what is it? They just, they hear what you're saying, but they don't listen, I guess. But also the problem is people don't know how to talk to people. So how are they supposed to understand or hear you or listen if you don't know how to talk to them? You know, people talk at, right now in the 20, you know, in the 2010s, you know, almost the 20, you know, almost the 2020s, it's, we don't talk to people. You know, I don't talk to you, or you don't talk to me, you talk at me, you know. And that's the problem today, is we talk at people, we don't talk to them. Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to The Lion's Pride, here with Jesse Logan Fitz. So, today's payday, actually. Like I had told you last time, I got fired, but today's my last paycheck, though. Rent's due in 2 weeks. I mean, I should be able to come up with at least $125 in 2 weeks doing some odd jobs, I would think. But you would think it would be easy. You know, people don't want to mow the grass. And man, nobody wants to pay you to do anything. If you ask to do it and ask if, you know, hey, you guys need your loan cut, I'm charging like 10, 15 bucks, which is really cheap compared to what everybody else is paying. They're just like, nah, I just do it myself. Or they just don't want no one touching them. I don't know. I guess people just don't want to, you know, pay for manual labor these days. Like, I don't get it. Like, you're used to having something done for free? Okay, I understand that then. But if your grass is knee high, obviously you need your grass probably cut. I'm not trying to charge much for just 10 bucks or 15 bucks, you know? I'm thinking, like, if I charge like 10 or 15 bucks, you know? 10 bucks, that's 15 yards. 15, that's 10 yards. That's not bad. That's doable. That's, I could do 5 yards in one day. I mean, I could do more than that probably. I mean, but Do you guys ever just feel like you're not getting nowhere in life? You try and try and try, but you just don't get nowhere. It doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter what you wear, doesn't matter what you say. It just seems like nothing you do matters, and it's ridiculous. I mean, how are we supposed to survive in this world if we're not willing to help each other? And when I say help each other, nobody's meaning like give handouts. I'm talking about, like, you know, whatever happened to the day when you could walk down the street with a lawnmower and just knock on doors and be like, hey, I'm just charging $10-$15. Do you guys need your lawnmower? I seen this a little high. I'm trying to make some money for me and my family so we're not homeless. You know, people back in the day would be like, oh yeah, son, here you go. In here, I know some other people that need some yards mowed too. Let me give them a call. Man, it's not like that today. I mean, it was so easy to network just through certain people. Now it's just like, I mean, I understand money's scarce, but people can still, you know, help out. Like, I mean, would you rather pay someone $10-$15 for the yard being mowed, freedom to mow your yard? Would you rather get a fine from the city talking about, hey, your grass is too high? You know, it's a nuisance. You have to go to court because your grass is too high. You know, you want to pay a $100 fine for some shit like that, you could have just paid $15-$10. But anyway, I digress. That's not what this episode is about. This episode is about just rambling. I'm just doing this podcast right now, you know, trying to make a little extra money. Because like I said, I am probably about to be homeless. And I mean, and Anchor has given me a great place to express myself so far. Right now you're seeing the softer side of me, you know, just try to be nice. You know, one of these days I'm gonna have to come on here with my rageaholic rants, and I'll be on here with my sad rants, and I'll be on here with my urban rants. And whenever I mean urban rants, I mean it's because I'm black, so I'm gonna be on here with my black rants, okay? Just so you guys clear that up. Well, I'm biracial, but anyway, digress. People around here, they call me the N-word. They don't care. They don't care if I'm half. Man, but still. You ever feel like, you know, the 10 steps that you took forward were just mirages? You didn't really move forward at all. You just thought you was. You thought you was comfortable. You thought you was feeling good. You thought that everything around you was perfect, but it's not. You might have friends here and there, but are they really there for you when you need them? Are they there for you when you need them, or are they there for you when they need you? There's a difference. It's just like I said, when you talk to somebody, we talk at them and not to them. And it's the same thing with this. It's the same thing as that. Now, forgot where I was going with that. recently, oh man, I think I just had a revelation that regardless of what I do in this town that I'm living in, I'm never gonna get anywhere. I'm never going to. I've been in the same apartment for 2 years, and I love my apartment, don't want to move, but I really thought I was doing something, and now look at me, I might lose it. I thought I was moving up. Let me give you one little bit piece of advice. If you ever have a chance to pay your rent up, you know, like months in advance, do that so that you don't ever have to worry about a job, you know, firing you or something happening and you're not having money for your bills and stuff. Luckily, I have money right now. Like I said, I'm still $125-$150 short. $150 short if I want to pay my light bills exactly. $125 short if I just want to pay, you know, half on my light bill. Plus rent. Plus what I owe left on rent. And it really sucks. I have no one really to count on. I have a couple people that are trying to help me out. You know, if they can help me out, they will.
but I don't expect people to give handouts. I'm not wanting handouts. I'm trying to earn my money. And it seems like people don't want to let people earn money. They don't want to let me earn money. A lot of people would rather give me a handout and then be like, oh, well, I did this for you. I don't want that. You shouldn't want that either. You should want to be like, look, yes, you gave me $150, but I worked for it. I earned it. Don't ever take handouts. Don't take handouts. Earn it. If they want to give you $10, go do something for them. Go pick up the sticks out of the yard. If they don't want you to do anything for them, like, look, I at least did something. You know? Some people might want you to pay them back. Some people may not. Some people might want you just to go ahead and do a little bit of job for them. But the ones I want, you know, I don't want no handouts. I just want to make some money doing manual labor, doing some odd jobs, yards, until I find me something back in a factory again, you know. But I can't just sit around on my butt playing my PS4 all the time at True Crew General, at True underscore Crew underscore General, TRU is how we spell True, at PS4. But I digress. I can't play that all day and not make money. So, you know, I mean, a lot of people would just be sitting here sulking, not doing nothing. That's not me. I'm online putting applications in. I've been out walking every day, you know, 3 or 4 miles just back and forth across town, you know. Took me like 5 hours just to walk because I'm just putting applications in. I know I'm not going to get some of these jobs because by the time I get in there, I put the applications in, I'm super sweaty because I've been walking all day, you know. But I digress. This just is ridiculous, it seems like. I will never probably move forward as long as I'm in this town. Now, I can move. How am I going to move? I have an offer for a place that I can own. It's owned by my family, and they want to sell it to me, and I have the money for it. I actually have the money for it right now, but it's in a different state. How am I going to get to a different state with no car? No way to take my stuff. I can't just leave all the stuff that I have spent, the money that I've earned for. I mean, but I would love to. I'd be around my family that I don't hardly know on my mom's side. It would be nice to get to know them. I mean, that'd be awesome to own my own place and be like, look, I own my own place now. You know, that would be 10 steps forward. Couldn't take that from me. But hope you guys enjoyed my rambling. Probably not. It's just ramblings. It's not anything helpful. Just what I'm going through. But thank you for listening. Please share my podcast and, you know, let people know about it. I will eventually have a lot better stuff on here once I start getting this stuff organized more, and what I want to talk about, and, you know, get my topics wrote down. Right now I'm just kind of freestyling this. I'm just trying to get used to it and get me a little fan base. I mean, obviously I'm not nobody big like Stone Cold Steve Austin or, you know, anybody that has a podcast that's famous, but this is something that I need that can help me support me and my kids and my future. Also, check me out at TRU underscore Crew Gaming at Facebook. Also, True underscore Crew Media is in the works. We also have my Snapchat for people. It's going to be LX Jesse. I'll be adding people on there. I'm also going to be coming up with a Patreon pretty soon, so maybe that can help me actually get some better gear and some better stuff so then I can make these podcasts better. I will drop that link and stuff. I will drop that information down whenever I get it. Again, add me on Facebook. My name is Jesse Logan. I have 2 Facebooks. One's Jesse Logan Fitz. The other one's Jesse Fitz. Add either one of them. Just let me know this is where you came from. And you guys have a great day. And listen, no matter if it's thunderstorming outside or snowing, make the day yours. Nobody dictates it besides us. Not you, or not me, not God, not your friends, not your parents. You dictate your own day. And make sure you remember that. God bless you. Peace out. From the Lion's Pride.